This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Polis has signed a bill into law intended to make it easier for college students to access abortion medication. Starting in August next year, schools with on-campus pharmacies will have to keep in stock mifepristone and misoprostol. Schools with religious affiliations can opt out. In Colorado's hotly contested 8th congressional district, the two Democrats, hoping to unseat Republican Gabe Evans, tried to win over voters during a candidate forum last week in Greeley. Lucas Brady Woods reports.
Former and current state representatives Shannon Byrd and Manny Rutenel spent a lot of time bashing Evans and the president.
Every day, Gabe Evans and Donald Trump are making it harder for families like the one I grew up in to have a fair shot at success.
That was Byrd. Here's Rutenel.
Right now, Donald Trump and Gabe Evans are destroying our democracy, and they're sending masked ICE agents to terrorize communities like ours.
They also attacked each other. Rutenel criticized Byrd for voting against a bill in 2025 that tried to limit local cooperation with immigration agents. Byrd fired back at Rutenel for voting for this year's state budget because it cut Medicaid to address a massive deficit. Overall, though, they ended up agreeing on most issues. The primary election on June 30th will decide which candidate faces Evans in November.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The restaurant group that owns the Atomic Cowboy chain will pay over $800,000 to current and former employees in a lawsuit settlement. Here's CPR's Sandy Bultolga.
Atomic Provisions agreed to pay around 700 employees to settle a lawsuit brought against the company. A former employee claims the company knowingly committed multiple wage violations, like not paying for overtime work. Atomic Provisions also owns Fat Sully's and Denver Biscuit Co. locations. The company denies all allegations of wrongdoing. Sandy Bultolga, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.